The Reno City Council has given developers the green light to begin working on a massive housing development in Cold Springs. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
After hours of public comment, presentations, and questions, the Reno City Council approved the development of the Stonegate community in a 6-1 vote. The project is expected to bring nearly 5,000 new single-family homes to the North Valleys over the next 20 years, something that developers, lobbyists, and some community members argue would help alleviate the area's growing housing crunch. Yet Councilman Paul McKenzie says the houses being built in his district won't necessarily be affordable.
This is not going to address our affordable housing issue. As it builds out and we take less pressure off of older housing as newer housing comes available and it may actually control the housing prices escalation that we're seeing, but I don't see in the near future that we're going to see a reduction in cost in the homes.
But concerns over the development still abound. Nearly half the public comments during yesterday's hearing were from residents voicing opposition to the planned community. Most continued to voice opposition that adding thousands of new residents to the area would continue to stretch resources like water, sewer, and even first responders too thin. Ultimately, though, a majority of the city council felt the Stonegate developers had worked through those problems by tying building phases to benchmarks like the expansion of Highway 395 North, which is the main artery between the North Valleys and the rest of Truckee Meadows. However, Councilwoman Jenny Brekus, the council's sole no vote, says approving this type of development is not what the city needs.
It's not good growth. It's not going to bring the housing products that we need to address the housing crunch. It's going to be very costly for us to provide services. It's not going to kick off the revenues that are going to help us provide those services. And it's also sprawl and all that comes with, which is not good for the environment.
Brekus went on to apologize to city workers, especially fire and police, saying they'll have to continue to serve the growing area despite no additional resources. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.